Blog Talk Radio.
There is a watchman on the wall, bringing forth the written word of God to one and all. Are you getting ready? Will you stand or will you fall? Listen to the watchman on the wall. Listen to the watchman on the
Rise and shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. A new day has dawned. All over the earth, men and women are arising. It's time for the sons of God to awake. It is a day of justice, recompense, restoration, revival, and resurrection power.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Vincent Xavier, pastor of New Wine Ministries. Great to be with you today on this Tuesday morning. It feels like a Monday, of course, because we took Monday off. But I want you to know we had an amazing weekend here in Northwest Arkansas at New Wine Ministries. We celebrated Shavuot. We celebrated Pentecost. We had a meal on Friday that was extraordinary. What we saw was the body of Yeshua, the body of Christ, gathering together with a phenomenal meal. We have some of the greatest cooks in the country. Honestly, it's absolutely amazing the way people prepare meals in this ministry. It's amazing we're not 300 pounds. But anyways, we had this great time. And before you know it, on Friday, the Spirit moved in such a way where people began to stand up and confess their sins. Healing was going forth amongst the members of the body of Christ. Testimonies were given. The word of God went forth, and we really ushered in and welcomed in the presence of God. And that was on Friday. And then Saturday, we got together in Saturday evening, and we had a wonderful time in the word of God with praise and worship. And it was awesome. And we met some new friends this weekend as well, which was awesome. I want to say hello to my new brother, John, who's all the way from Springfield, Missouri. Springfield, right, John? Or is it St. Louis? I think St. Louis. John's from St. Louis. Tough night in St. Louis last night, by the way. But anyways, John had just accepted Christ into his heart. And he had known the Lord before. And I believe that he knows the Lord even now. But beside that, we had this incredible evening. And there's nothing more than that when you think about it. If all the angels in heaven rejoice over one sinner that repents, are you kidding me? That's humongous. So we're happy that Father God was getting a big smile on his face through his son, John. And we saw some other amazing things. We gathered together again on Sunday at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And again, a whole new group of people and the body of Christ and some wonderful things, worship, cue chords, guitars, pianos. And you know what we were thinking during praise and worship? This thought came into my spirit that if, and again, I haven't heard this from anybody, just kind of got it in my spirit, because for about maybe 15 to 20 minutes during our worship service, we had done the songs, we had heard incredible music, we were all singing, but we get into that prophetic worship. Do you know what prophetic worship is? And by the way, before I go one word further, I want to make sure that we are praying right now for Sean. I need you to stop whatever you're doing, and I'll stop. Sean is one of our listeners. Her name is Misty. She's up in Alaska. Their dog just died, and her young boy, Sean, is contemplating suicide. We have already prayed. We have rebuked that spirit because Sean has destiny in his life, and we want the Spirit of the Lord to come upon him. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, wherever Sean is right now, we are asking you to sustain his life, to give him strength and courage. Lord, just put that thought in his mind. It's not worth it. Lord God, and his missing and his love for his dog that passed away, Lord, though that is painful, just comfort him, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. Give comfort to Sean's heart, Lord. Let him know that everything concerning that dog was already in your foreknowledge. And Lord, we all have pets that we love, and we just thank you that your love is greater than our own. And thank you for loving Sean right now. Wherever Sean is, Father, in Jesus' name, just give him a great big hug, Father God, and tell him that his life is more important because he was created in the image and likeness of God. And though his dear friend, his dog is missing, Lord, it's not worth laying down his life in Jesus' name. So we bind and we rebuke the spirit of suicide that would rage against his soul. And we command that spirit right now to go from him in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. We strike that demonic spirit with the blood of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, you're comforting Sean in his emotion right now. And we thank you for winning the battle and the victory. And Lord, that in the days ahead, you're going to show off in and through Sean for your glory, and that he will find refuge and comfort for his heart in Jesus Christ, the person, not the abstract, but the person of Yeshua. So Lord, thank you for going to Sean, rescuing his heart today and answering the prayers of his mother and our prayers too. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. So, my God, how many people today are just going through? I mean, I have, I was talking to my grandson yesterday, to actually a news journalist. His name is Cole, and he works for 4029 News here in Northwest Arkansas. He's 24 years old. And I asked him, I said, what do you think about growing up in this society with what's going on? And he said, man, it stinks. It stinks. And so I walked him through and let him know that it wasn't always this way, that the things that we are facing today were not always here. In fact, I went through the whole process of Khrushchev banging his shoe upon the podium. We will destroy America without a shot fired. We will do it by destroying the fabric of their society. We will do it by dividing the family. And then beyond him came Alfred Kinsey, the psychopathic pedophile who determined that the way to find out about sexual behavior was to take little babies and subject them to all kinds of wicked tests to see how many, well, I don't even want to go there, but what they did with the children, and they had brought pedophiles out of the institutions and had used them to further his plans. And it was a really bad deal with Alfred Kinsey. And this was something that should have never been done, but he promoted this thing. It wasn't just that he had gotten messed up and fallen himself into an issue and done something. And no, this is a man that promoted this kind of behavior, wanted everybody to experience this sexual revolution. This was Alfred Kinsey in the 1950s. Okay. And then the guy that followed him was Hugh Hefner. And Hugh Hefner obviously was the guy from Playboy magazine that brought the sexual revolution into the 1960s. And then, of course, the sexual revolution of Woodstock and what happened during the 1960s and the free sex that was going on. It was all a prepared and planned move against the sovereign United States of America that prior came out of World War II as the heroes of the world with a morality that was intact. It was really that way. And the rock and roll music played a part in it, and all this rebellious spirit began to move. But it was just interesting sharing with Cole yesterday how this all developed. And people do need to know that what we are in right now was a very planned and coordinated move against this United States of America. We're going to talk a lot more about it in just a moment. So after explaining to Cole that then comes pornography, then comes the wild sex movement, then comes what? Abortion. Now, because everybody's having free sex, but they really don't want the babies, now they're putting them on the altar of idolatry to the god of Molech, and they're allowing innocent babies to be slaughtered. And now we march to the tune. I know there's all different numbers. We are over 90 million aborted babies in the United States of America alone. And then through Planned Parenthood and the taxpayer dollars of the United States, this has gone to over 500 million. You're talking half a billion. And who knows what the real numbers are beyond that. That was years ago we were talking about that, that number. So I just know that's been increased as well. And so here we are. The blood is on our society. Here we are. We've murdered innocent babies. We're now living in a society. When you were growing up in America, if you committed a homosexual act, you went to prison. And if you committed a homosexual act in prison, you had years added to your sentence. I mean, this was something that the founding fathers said deserved death. It was such a wickedness, and they knew that the psyche of our society would be deeply blemished if ever these things made encroachment into our society. And today, not only are these acts being committed, but they're being funneled in through televisions and internet screens and in every mechanism around the world, just inundation. You talk about a dragon that floods out of his mouth, sends a flood out of his mouth to sweep away the bride. Well, this flood of the devil has been flowing through the nations of the earth for a generation now, and many have been swept away by its power and its strength. So we're not blinded to what we see. And now, when you put it all together, we're going to destroy the United States. We're going to get rid of their capitalistic republic, their democracy. We're going to change things internally. We're not going to attack it from without, but we're going to do it from within. We have President Lincoln said if we were ever to be overtaken, it would be from within. It would not be from without. Look what's happening to our country today. All over the United States of America, from city to city to city to city, even right here in Bentonville, Arkansas, last night. But here's the difference. In Bentonville last night, when the protesters gathered together, not one broken window, no fires being lit. The only time the area, it was loaded with all kinds of not military, but national defense, police officers, DOJ, sheriffs, marshals. There was a lot of police personnel, and they allowed the protest to go on peacefully. But when a water bottle was thrown, a plastic water bottle, that was it. It wasn't too long until that protest was shut down. Now, in other cities, contrary to that, police were being shot and killed in St. Louis, Missouri. There were an officer in New York, and you can go out. Who knows the real collateral damage? The news is only showing us a portion of what's really going on. And so we see the violence, the looting, the fires, the broken windows. It's getting crazy, right? And so we'll see where it goes, but we're not surprised by it. And you know why we're not surprised by it. And we're going to talk about that one more time again in just a little bit. So it wasn't always this way, folks. But what we're seeing is the righteous judgment of God. You see, the Congress, the senators, the judiciary, they still don't get it. That little pieces of dust, particle dust, like sitting before this microphone today, have more knowledge and wisdom than all the ecumen they could combine together. Why? Because they're rejecting the word of the Lord. A speck of dust. Remember it says that Jesus Christ is our wisdom? A particle of dust has more wisdom and knowledge and understanding of what's happening right now than they do. When is the last time you heard a congressman or a senator or a judiciary figure or anybody standing up and saying, this is a result of our rebellion against God. This is a result. This is what the Word of God says will happen to any nation, to any people that rebel against Him. You are witnessing God's hedge of protection coming off a nation. You are witnessing God raising up weapons of indignation, and they haven't even really begun to appear yet. This, what you are seeing right now, is nothing compared to what's coming. There are forces. These are like little foot soldiers out there right now. These are pawns. You know that, and I know that. This is nothing. There are forces behind this movement that are ready to mobilize globally around the world, but against this nation as well. And I'll talk to you a little bit more why I believe that in just a moment as well. But we're witnessing God's word, His intelligence, His wisdom. I'm going to read it one more time just to remind everybody what God said. This particle of dust, no glory in it whatsoever except the glory of Christ and the Word of God. But here's what God said the day before coronavirus showed up on this and in this nation. One more time. I know you've heard it. Many of you have. But I'm going to read it again because I believe it's necessary for that one person that doesn't understand what's going on is what people want to know. What's going on? Well, this is what I read. And if you go back into our archives and you go back to, you know, late February, or whenever that thing showed up, I don't have the dates, but you can just listen to our videos and you'll see me reading Isaiah 47. And I want to start in verse 1 because I'm not in a rush and I hope you're not either. I'm going to put some things together, okay, that I believe that God is showing. This is for the glory of God, okay? Isaiah 47, 1. Come down and sit in the dust, O virgin daughter of Babylon. Now, I did a whole teaching on how America has resembled and has become a daughter of Babylon. We talked about Egypt, a daughter of Babylon. We talked about Assyria, a daughter of Babylon. Babylon, the nation, a daughter of Babylon. We talked about the Medo-Persian Empire, daughter of Babylon. Grecian Empire, daughter of Babylon. Rome, daughter of Babylon. And then we went on, and what has happened in the United States is that we have taken on the description or the spirit of other nations before us that had the same DNA description. Remember when God called Israel Babylon? Remember when God called Israel Egypt? Remember when God called Israel Sodom and Gomorrah in Isaiah chapter 2? I mean, it's so clear that nations take on spirit. And there's no doubt that the United States of America has taken on the Sodom and Gomorrah spirit. But we also took on the Babylonian spirit, that spirit that says, I am and there is no other. That proud spirit, that global power spirit, and the mother of all these daughters, we describe going all the way back to Genesis chapter 10 and 11. That mystery, Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth in Revelation 17, mystery, Babylon the Great, the mother, she's all the way back to the times of Nimrod. She is the mother, mystery Babylon, that gave birth to these empires because Nimrod wanted to be the first world builder, remember? Gather all the nations of the earth, build an empire, a tower into heaven, bore into heaven, and make a name for ourselves and build a city. Well, the spirit, the mother spirit of that whole movement in the mystery religions, you read all about it. So she's had daughters along the way. The United States has become one of her daughters, I believe the seventh, and when her daughters are destroyed, they all have been destroyed, Egypt, Assyria, Babylon, Medo-Persia, Greece, Rome, they've all been destroyed. So America, too, shall fall as a daughter of Babylon. So we taught on that, right? And then at the end of the day, mystery, the mother, will rise, and this will be the global reality of Mystery Babylon, the secret societies, the one behind, the spirit, the very spirit, the mother spirit of everything that's been. She will show up in the last days and she will ride a beast. So we talked about this. And so in Isaiah 47:1, come down, sit in the dust, and I'm going to put it this way, O virgin daughter America, sit on the ground. Now watch, sit in the dust, sit on the ground. There is no throne, O daughter of the Chaldeans, for thou shalt no more be called tender and delicate. There was a time where Americans were called tender and delicate, a beautiful society. Andy Griffith, the Andy Griffith Show with Opie, Happy Days, the Brady Bunch, or whatever. So there was a time where there was a morality, there was a tenderness, there was a delicateness to our nation. But you'll be called that no more. Verse 2 of Isaiah 47 says, take the millstones. And immediately when I read that, I got my page back today on the millstone prophecy. I'm going to read that to you in just a little bit. I wrote this on October 28th, 2019. Okay, so it says in verse 2, take the millstones and grind meal. Uncover your locks, make bare the leg, uncover the thigh, pass over the rivers. Your nakedness shall be uncovered. Yea, your shame shall be seen. I will take vengeance and I will not meet thee as a man. In other words, we are literally witnessing in the United States of America some of the most shameful acts that could ever be exposed. And you know what? Most people don't even blush anymore. The prophet Jeremiah, God spoke to him and says, my people sin, but they don't blush over their sin anymore. And here we've had the most shameful, disgraceful revelations of what's going on behind the scenes in our nation from Pizzagate, which was another horrible pedophile ring in the United States, all the way to Jeffrey Epstein's pedophile island. Again, this is horrible. These aren't people that got caught in a snare because of issues in their lives and they committed an act. No, we're talking about a very purposeful movement of people that not only participated in this act, participated, but promoted it. And high-powered politicians from around the world were welcomed, like Bill Clinton, who was on Lolita Express for 26 trips to Pedophile Island with Hillary and 1,000 other high-profile pedophiles that were having sex with women underage, little boys, little girls. It was exposed. Where is it right now? Swept under the carpet. Nobody's talking about it. We're seeing the most shameful acts of men with men, women with women. And again, if you have been a homosexual in your life or a lesbian in your life and you've had an abortion in your life or you've had a pedophilia act in your life, if you've turned to Jesus Christ, such were some of you. Okay, we're not here to condemn individuals who have had their moment in that lifestyle. That's not the point, because there is salvation through Jesus Christ and the shedding of his blood. So that's not our issue here. Our issue is a government that promotes it. Our issue is a government that legislates it. Our issue is that a government that opens the door to all of its people to go and participate in it. And a judiciary that literally promotes what God condemns, men with men, women with women. So we've seen this in our country. So it's been laid bare. The shame is there, but nobody's blushing. Just go ahead and kill Jeffrey if he's really dead. Okay, let's say he is. So just kill him, even though he's on 24/7 watch. But then he goes on to say this in verse 4. There's like a repose here. As for our Redeemer, the Lord of hosts is his name, the Holy One of Israel. Praise God for our Redeemer, Jesus Christ. Verse 5 goes on. Sit thou silent. It's America, daughter of Babylon. Watch. This is going to come to pass. Sit thou silent. Get thee into darkness, O daughter of the Chaldeans, for thou shalt no more be called the Lady of Kingdoms. You're no longer going to be, Statue of Liberty, Lady of Kingdoms. You're the Lady of the Nations. You hold up your statue. Come, all you huddled masses, and come to America and live a tender and delicate life of opportunity. No, he's saying to another daughter of Babylon, which has been said before, your time is over because you have decided to make war against the living God. This is the truth. And he says, in 6, I was wroth with my people. I have polluted my inheritance and given them into the hand. Most of the church in America today has been turned over to the political parties within our nation. There's no real ability for the ecclesia to stop what's going on. You know, to pray it away, pray it down. You could have 1,000 prayer meetings all you want. This thing is in motion and the church is weak. It is anemic for the most part. In general, you have mainline denominations that have gone the way of homosexuality. They promoted lesbian pastors, homosexual pastors. We're talking mainline. We have pastors in the pulpit that have been given over to pornography or adultery and have been involved in all these things. That is not a criticism. It's an observation to be criticized, to be sure. Okay, so we have a mess. We have 30-something thousand different denominations. We have internal fighting. There's no, you know, there's just, it's insane. When you look from a perspective of heaven and God's word, what he calls the ecclesia, the church. All right, so we have this issue. And he says, you did show them no mercy. Upon the ancient hast thou very heavily laid the yoke. So God's people are getting caught in this snare. Babylon is dominating. Verse 7. You have said, I shall be a lady forever, so that thou didst not lay these things to your heart, neither did remember the latter end of it. So the cry of mystery Babylon, the cry of all the daughters of Babylon, is the cry of the mother. At the end of the day, the mother says, I am and there is no other. I will not be a widow and I will see the loss of no children. And that, whenever you hear, we are the number one, we're at the top, nobody could beat us, we've got the strongest military, we've got the greatest power. When you hear that, you're hearing the rant, you're hearing the boast of Babylon. That's the spirit of Babylon, okay? Now, you're not taking to heart what God's saying to you. You're not listening, and you're not remembering the latter end of all the daughters that were before you, America. You're not paying attention to what has happened to greater nations, okay? Verse 8, therefore, hear now this, thou that are given to pleasures, that dwellest carelessly, that says in your heart, I am. And none else beside me. I shall not sit as a widow, neither shall I know the loss of children. Cry of Babylon. But these two things shall come to you in a moment. In one day, the loss of children and widowhood, they shall come upon you in their perfection. For the multitude of your sorceries, your wickedness, and for the great abundance of your enchantments. So, suddenly, these things will come. And when you start thinking about a nation becoming a widow, that means there's a covering that's gone. The covering is gone. Okay? And the loss of children begins. Now, in verse 10, for thou hast trusted in your wickedness. You have said, none sees me. Your wisdom and your knowledge, it has perverted you. And you have said in your heart, I am and none else beside me. All right. Again, the boast of Babylon. Now, the next few verses is what we centered in on, what we keyed in on as God was revealing these things to us. Before coronavirus ever showed up in the United States of America, here's what we heard. Verse 11. Therefore shall evil come upon you. All right, so America, evil's coming upon you. Something bad, that's what it means. you shall not know from whence it rises. In other words, something's going to happen and you don't even know where it's coming from. And it began with supposedly Wuhan, China, right? And everybody was asking, where did this really come from? Was it special forces that came up? It fulfilled the word of God is the point. You shall not know from whence it rises, and mischief shall fall upon you. You shall not be able to put it off. That was number two. Evil's coming. You don't know where. Mischief rises. You can't put it off. They've been trying to put off since coronavirus hit and get on with business. Come on, open the nation. And now what's happening? A mischief has risen, and it's not being put off. And our country today is in a realm of every ticker tape destruction. And look at the third part of this verse. So he says, it shall not be able to put it off, and desolation shall come upon you suddenly, which you shall not know. Desolation is coming. And if the people in this country don't wake up and recognize the biblicity, the truth, the Holy Spirit, the Word of God, if the leaders in Washington, D.C. refuse to bow their knee, come out publicly, tell the nation we need to repent, clean up the act. You say, well, that doesn't work in our kind of a society, political. We're not a Christian nation, blah, blah, blah. We listen to Barack Obama. It's not true. There have been many times in the history of our nation where godly men in governmental power have stood up and said, this is a call to repentance, brokenness. You see, we're not broken. We're ready to employ military power because the fight is on, baby. And you know why? Because the opportunity for repentance has passed. The opportunity for repentance has passed. I actually believe in 2003 that God said America crossed the point of no return. My friend said that's impossible. God's a merciful God. We've been watching since 2003. America has never returned. Passing the point of repentance for an individual or a nation is devastating. Went on to say this in verse 12. After the pronouncement of the judgment, stand now with your enchantments and with the multitude of your sorceries, wherein you have labored from your youth. If so be, you be able to profit. If so be, you may prevail. In other words, it's a sarcasm. So go ahead. You think all your Babylonian, sorcery and all of your enchantments and all of your astrology and stargazing, you think you guys are going to figure this out, all you intelligent people? He goes on in verse 13 and says, you are wearied in the multitude of your counsels. Let now the astrologers and the stargazers and the monthly prognosticators stand up and save you from these things that shall come upon you. In other words, go ahead. You think you guys are going to take care of business? Go ahead. Nobody's taking care of business. It's not happening. And this second wave that we are in, which on this radio broadcast, this particle of dust, knew by the Spirit of God that the next wave was going to be anarchy and civil disobedience. God's word is prevailing. God's Spirit is revealing. And this wave has just begun to rise. It's rising. It's powerful. It's strong. And the one behind it is already forming. I can tell you that by the Spirit. The third wave is forming. This second wave is almost in its completed state. It's formed, and it's going to crash upon this nation. And it's going to be very painful. It's going to be very hurtful for what people are going to see. We've said that. God told us that. It's going to be a bitter day, a bitter day. Now, it goes on to say, but you don't have to be afraid of this, by the way. If you're a follower of Yeshua, if you're a believer, if you're an obedient son and daughter, you're a disciple of Christ, you love the Lord, doesn't matter where you're at in your walk. If you love Jesus, you don't have to be afraid of any of this. And we've been telling you that as well from the book of Revelation. This is a time to understand what is happening within our nation. You see, the facts, the truth, are presented right before you. There's no argument with what I'm saying. I mean, you cannot argue with me. because it's not my gig. It's the Word of God. You would have to actually argue with the Word of God if you are in disagreement with what you're hearing. You could disagree with me about anything, but this is God's word that was presented before it happened, and now it's happening, so you need to understand the rest of the story. You need to understand what follows here. It's not going to get easier. It's not going to become normal. You're not going to be able to put it off and go back to normal. It's not there anymore. And quite frankly, the only normal you and I should have ever known was in Christ Jesus. We were supposed to be coming out all along and living within the context of the spiritual kingdom and allowing God to direct and bless our lives as we go. That we are not tied to this world. We have no affections other than winning souls, because you and I should hate what this world has promoted against God and its rebellion, right? So the righteous will rejoice at the righteous judgment of God, if you understand. Now it says, in verse 14, all of your stargazers, astrologers, counselors, all these people, your prognosticators, in verse 14, behold, they shall be stubble. The fire shall burn them. They shall not deliver themselves from the power of the flame. There shall not be a coal to warm at, nor fire to sit before it. Thus shall they be unto you with whom thou hast labored, even the merchants from your youth. They shall wander every one to his quarter. None shall save thee. All right, so that was the word of God before coronavirus. Now you know the second part of this. The second part of this was taking this message on these radio and video channels to present the word of God. And then on KIRM Radio, which is an AM/FM radio station, where our congressman, Steve Womack, is the congressman from, I forget what district, but he's in Washington, D.C. His father owns the radio station. And so I have been sitting at that station for 7 years, AM/FM, proclaiming this message. Never changed the message, regardless of what it looked like in the atmosphere. Today it's sunny. No, the message has never ceased. And the colonel, the congressman's father, sits across and hears this message for 7 years, sometimes raising eyebrows, sometimes going, ah, can't be. Other times going, man, that's right on, but the people won't hear it. Whatever. Well, there's no doubt today that what has been proclaimed and what has been heard in Washington, D.C. by our congressman and by others in that realm is now coming to pass. It's real. So on that radio station, we presented this word, but we added Ezekiel chapter 14. And what I mean by we added, the Holy Spirit told us to read Ezekiel 14. And so I'll just read a portion to you. And what it says in Ezekiel chapter 14, and you could read it for yourself. You know what it says. It basically says that God is going to send four sore judgments. And what we knew by the Spirit, because we're not afraid to read the Old Testament. We're not Old Testament prophets or gloom and doom or anything like that. We've read the Apostle Paul's words in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, that we're supposed to learn from the past. We're supposed to go back to the fathers, go back to the prophets, go back to the Old Testament to learn how God deals with nations so that we don't repeat what they did, because if we repeat what they did, we're going to get the same judgment. So yes, we're going to look at the prophets. Yes, we're going to look at the Torah. Yes, we're going to look at the word of God from the beginning to the end and learn from it. Even though we're under a new covenant of God's grace through Jesus Christ, God is the same, right? So we know that. We've learned that. We're not going to listen to the idea that, oh, you're into the Old Testament. Of course we are. We were told to study it. We were told to listen. So now in Ezekiel 14, four sore judgments in this phase. There's already been phases of judgment in America, particularly since 9/11/2001. And when you read Leviticus chapter 26, it talks about seven cycles of judgments that would come upon the nation of Israel if they didn't repent. It would begin over here with terrorism, actually, which is real interesting. 9/11 was the terrorism thing. But it would continue seven cycles of judgments until the nation was broken. Well, we've been in those cycles since 9/11/2001, and the declaration of the Holy Spirit is that we have come right before coronavirus hit again. We came to another phase. And when we read Ezekiel 14, it talked about the four sword judgments. And then Brother Michael, sitting to my right at Kerm Radio, said, let me put it in perspective. He's got somewhat of a creative anointing, a creative prophetic anointing. And so when it's in operation, it just flows beautifully. And so Michael said, let me put this in perspective. I used to surf on the waves in Southern California. Grew up, it was in La Jolla is where he grew up. La Jolla, California. He was a surfer. And he said, man, when we went out to the beach and it was a good surf day, the waves would come in sets. And he called them waves. He said the waves would come in sets. And he said, it's interesting because we'd always wait in those sets for the fourth wave, because the fourth wave was the biggest wave. And he said, I believe these four sword judgments that you're talking about, Pastor Vincent, are actually four waves that are going to come. And these waves are going to come, and then the second one's going to come. And he said, they don't take long between the waves. They basically, when they come in sets, come one after the other. So Michael called these waves. And we saw the first wave break, and they say 105,000 people died from coronavirus in the United States. And, you know, we know they doctored the numbers. We know it was a debacling event. We know that there's a lot of deception, delusion, lies. I mean, it's crazy. Nobody knows what's really going on, right? The next wave has now come. It's here. You're in it. You're in it. And now they're saying, and what did we call that wave? You know that this particle of dust said by the Spirit, the next wave shall be anarchy and civil disobedience by the Holy Spirit. So we're in it right now. We are in the second wave. Now they're saying that all these protests where these tens of thousands of people are shoulder to shoulder gathering, coronavirus, it's going to have a resurgence. And we knew also, listen, we knew also that this anarchy and civil disobedience, the second wave, would carry residual from the first wave, which was coronavirus, quote unquote, but it would also have terrorism part of it. Now the president is ready to declare Antifa as a terrorist organization. So the terrorist reality is going to grow as well. Okay. And the peacemakers are going to try to make peace. My idea Sunday or Saturday, whenever it was, when we were trying to present that sound of heaven, if 10,000 men and women of faith would stand in any city and worship God and bring the sound of heaven, it would probably shift environment, but that's not going to happen. That's just not going to happen because we're understanding what's going on here. So now we're in the second wave. The third wave is coming. It was called waves. And then all of a sudden, you heard Cuomo, you heard the people on the news. The next wave, they weren't calling it a wave until Michael spoke of it being a wave. So now we're here. During this time of this second wave of anarchy, civil disobedience, added terrorism is part of this wave. I believe you're going to see a terrorist attack in some way. If it comes from Antifa, it's domestic. It's now a terrorist organization in the mind of prayer. We'll see if that passes. But the residual of the first wave of more coronavirus, which they're touting, this thing's going to go on. It's going to go on. It's election year 2020. It's going to keep on going. If you turn on CNN, you hear Don Lemon crying out. Could you imagine this? Don Lemon was saying, after railing against the president of the United States of America being a liar, a showman, an actor, empty-worded being. I mean, he's just ripping the president last night. And then he has the audacity and the gall to say, oh, the president, he wishes he had the class of Barack Obama. He wishes he could be as smooth as Barack. And I'm going, oh, my gosh, what is this? It's like Looney Tunes over there. Now, what CNN is doing is blaming Donald Trump for what's going on in our nation, that he's not taking a position of responsibility. But sitting at our dinner table a few days ago with our family around the table, I was washing dishes, quite frankly, when it was done and everybody was sitting. And I turned and I said, I got it. Because when I wash dishes, I pray. And I started thinking about the cities that were really getting hammered. New York, Los Angeles, D.C. And what I began to realize, Virginia, Michigan, a lot of them were the blue states where the governors of those states were warring against the president. They didn't want the president. They were going to do what they wanted to do. In other words, the state governors were basically saying, hey, Mr. President, get out of our business. We're going to handle this. So now everybody's crying for Donald Trump, Mr. President. Hey, you're not doing your job in stopping this stuff here. And if he does, we don't like the way you're doing it. So the president backs off. He says, all right, New York, you handle it, Governor Cuomo. Okay, California, you handle it. From Seattle down to San Diego, it's rising. So you guys want to destroy your cities? Go ahead. It's you. So in other words, the president's saying the governors of each state should be employing their strength in their police or whatever departments they have. They should be taking care of their cities. You don't find any of those governors anywhere. You don't find them anywhere. They're hiding in their bunkers. They're not out in the streets. And yet CNN accuses the president of hiding in a bunker because the protest got close to D.C. But what we see is President Trump coming out, walking to St. John's Church, lifting up a Bible. And that's where Don Lemon said, oh, my God, he's a showman. How empty. Calling him a coward. Called him a coward. And yet he's out in the open. So now the left wants to know why the president isn't doing it. It's his responsibility because it's all political. They don't want him to be the president for four more years. You turn on Fox News and they're saying, where are the governors of each state? And now finally, the president of the United States of America is saying, I will deploy military power and put an end to it if you don't get it right. So again, is this man just the raised up to be the man that's going to be at the helm during the Great Revolution in the United States, the second Great Revolution, that is? Is he going to lead like Abraham Lincoln through the Civil War of these days? I don't know. Listen, my eyes are on Jesus all the way. I'm just knowing what's going on this horizontal level, but I also know the Word of God is prevailing over all of it. And that's the point. The Word of God is prevailing. Then after Michael had talked about the four waves, I know the third wave is coming, the fourth wave. I'm going to read out of Revelation today, and I'm going to show you what I believe the third wave is going to be. But before I go on, we had this to talk about. This was the millstone prophecy. Like a millstone around the neck and cast into the sea, so shall America be plunged into the depth of horror. Folks, do you see America being plunged into the depth of horror? I had my family member showed me a video last night of some guy trying to help somebody carry a flag, and it dropped, and he ran, and these people chased him, and they cold cocked the guy and then kicked him right in the face. The image was horrible. Horror, right? So the prophecy that I wrote, this speck of dust, wrote on October 28th, 2019, like a millstone around the neck and cast into the sea, so shall America be plunged into the depth of horror. Oh, America, you have not provoked ISIS or other terror organizations around the world, but you have provoked me, saith the Lord. I have heard of all the ugly things you have done, yet I have come down unto you to see if what I have heard was true. And you, like the sons of Sodom and Gomorrah, have testified against yourselves that you are a cruel and defiant and lewd people. Therefore, I am releasing a millstone from the heavens and binding you to it, saith the Lord, and you shall drown in the violence of your evil ways. Wow. October 2019, prophetic word about the millstone, and I'm only telling you this for one reason. I have got to get people that are out there listening to understand that God has something to say about what's going on in this world today. That he is not an absent father. He's not dwelling in la-la land, taking a nap. He has never left. His spirit is always here, and he's talking to us. And he's talking so loudly. I don't care what weapons have been deployed. This is God's word. He spoke these things. He went on to say, you have offended my heart like your harlot mother. Again, testifying America being a daughter of Babylon. You have offended my heart like your harlot mother, who also denied my presence in exchange for the glory of nations. And I tell you now that your glory shall be turned into shame and disgrace. It's happening before your eyes, America. Your nation shall weep and bemoan the loss of many. This was before coronavirus. This was before what you're seeing right now. 100,000 people would be kind of many. But again, there's doctor numbers, so we don't even go there, right? This prophecy is not over yet. This is just beginning. It goes on. You ask, how have we offended you? Or what evil have we done? You have offended the little ones, and their blood testifies against you. You have murdered and slaughtered the most innocent, and have made booty of the children, and have given them over to the perverse actions of the most perverse people within your society. So God's testifying. I have used your enemies within your gates to expose what you would not, and you shall see the covers ripped off and the nakedness of your shame exposed. Again, that goes back to Isaiah 47:11, which we came out with by the Spirit of the Lord in sometime in February or March. We wrote this in October. Same message. Your nakedness will be exposed. The leaders of America make their boast in their power and intelligence and are nothing short of the Babylonians in their day who boasted of their power. And the leaders here are the governors of these states. I will make the land dark. Uh-oh. Whoa, 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 whoa. Wait a second. I will make the land dark and show my power, saith the Lord. For I am not a respecter of persons, and I hold no man in admiration except the man who does my will from the heart. I'm going to make the land dark. That goes back to Amos chapter 8, that the Lord shall darken the earth in the clear day. I believe he's talking about the fourth wave that will come upon this nation in this phase of judgment. I will first bind three cities to the millstone and plunge them into darkness, saith the Lord, Los Angeles, New York, and Washington, D.C. Those are probably the three major cities right now that are being plunged into the looting and the violence and the bloodshed and fires. And okay, it's going into darkness. October, this was written. Your pride has deceived you. And now you are days away from experiencing the madness that you have sown to the ends of the earth. I called you to repentance, but you would not. There's a gentleman out there. I don't know his name or who he is, but he's dressed in sackcloth and he's been going to different cities throughout our nation crying for repentance and has been ridiculed, laughed at, mocked. Again, confirming this word. Prophecy goes on. Look, listen, the sound of a millstone coming from the skies, plunging the nation into the depth of the sea, darkness, silence. A new era begins in the purpose of God. A new era. They talk now about the new normal. God's word. And then there I have a bunch of scripture here, and I don't want to get into all of them, but there's a lot of them. Games, drama, No. No. The words of God have been spoken over this nation for a generation, going back to David Wilkerson, Dmitri Dudeman, and every true man or woman of God that has ever seen the condition of this country and the direction it was going in, and shouted out, America, turn, repent, don't go this way. There are dangerous waters ahead if you keep going in this direction, America. David Wilkerson prophesied about the fires, 1,000 fires burning in New York City. Dmitri Dudeman prophesied that the time would come that there would be internal strife within the nation and the government would be employed in dealing with it. And Dmitri Dudeman said, while they were trying to quell what was going on from within, the outside nations would see their opportunity for the attack. I believe that the third wave that will come after this one's done, this one may last for a month, 2 months, 3 months. It may last throughout the summer. The fourth or the third wave that will follow, I believe, will be the sword of war. I believe it will be the sword of war. That was one of the four sword judgments of the Lord. My wisdom does not come from myself. I looked at the word of God and the way it's laid out, the next wave upon this nation after this one, which is a powerful, it's more powerful than coronavirus. Each wave is more powerful than the one before it. It's going to last a while. This is not just going to go away. The third wave sword, the sword of war. So we're not just being dramatic. We're warning. David Wilkerson warned. Dmitri Dudeman said, this is the exact environment right now. This is it. This is the moment. This is the environment. We've seen previews. We've seen types and shadows along the way. We saw 2016. We saw Ferguson, Missouri. We saw Baltimore. But what you're seeing right now is a combination and a culmination all coming. Now in London, Berlin, Italy, nations around the world rising up, the nations. And you know what's happening? The winds of Revelation chapter 7 are churning. They're being held back. But remember, the four winds will blow upon the sea of humanity, creating political and social agitations. Yeah, it's all happening right now. It's right before our eyes. It's in the Bible. But the blind leaders are leading the blind masses into the proverbial ditch of destruction because they're not crying out for the truth. The pastors aren't talking about it, and they better start. The leaders out there, the false prophets, keep saying peace and safety. It's all going to be okay. You're lying to the people. You have lied. You have lied. You have lied. You're liars. The truth is what you're looking at. You're seeing it. You want to live an abundant life? Get into Jesus Christ. Get into your ark of salvation. Listen, it's not a contest. It's just a reality. I've heard it for so long. Peace and safety while we have been murdering innocent blood and disobeying and rebelling. While America's Supreme Court of the United States of America was passing laws for men to marry men and women to marry women, the false prophets are saying peace and safety. How do you do that if you're a prophet at all? How do you do that? And everything's about the money, building another building. Well, all the buildings and the businesses are being set on fire. Not all, but many. So, where do we go from here? How do we get through this moment? Well, what I'm going to do, I'm going to take a break. It's been an hour into this broadcast. And I'm going to go back to our Blog Talk Radio. I want to say good morning to everybody on Blog Talk Radio, by the way. And I want to say good morning to our friends out there in Facebook and YouTube land. God bless you. Welcome to the broadcast. And I noticed that there's a number of comments, so I want to go through the comments today and see what's happening. We're praying for Sean, by the way, if you're just joining the broadcast, a friend of ours who listens to this ministry from Alaska. Her son was having a difficult time. We want that to be lifted and gone in the name of Jesus Christ. We want it lifted and gone, a spirit of suicide that came against his life. We rebuke it, we bind it, and we cast it out away from Sean in Jesus' name. That's period. Let's pray that that prayer, and it will succeed. Now, I want to say good morning to Misty, and I want to say good morning to Cindy. God bless you, Cindy. Almost ready for another haircut. Praise God. Cindy is a dear friend of ours, and she has been cutting everybody's hair when coronavirus wouldn't let anybody. She's going to be my hair cutter from here on out, as long as God will permit. God bless you. All right, and I want to say again, Shan Lewis. Good morning, Shan. God bless you. Sonia, God bless you, and she's been praying all well also. We're looking forward to seeing you, Sonia, in just a couple of weeks out there in Tyler, Texas. Thank you so much for putting that together. This has been a cry of the Spirit. It's time. Patricia and I want to begin the home fellowships. There may be an opportunity. Time will tell. We'll see. If anybody's interested, I guess, in showing up in Tyler, Texas for a little mini conference that we're going to have, but predominantly and specifically for the people there that out of a conference or a small gathering, whatever, to hear the vision of home fellowship and let people make a decision what they want to do. All right, so I want to say good morning to you again. Also, we're going to continue on here. Lena Gravina, hello, Vincent. Hello, Lena. God bless you. And Kevin, good morning to you, Kevin Hauger. And let's go on here to, where else are we? Some good comments. Shan, great praise worship. Yes, okay. Just a lot of amens. Diane Gravely, good morning to you from Minnesota. Wow, Diane, what's going on in your state, huh? Sharon Evans, good morning to you. Kathy Bruns, the war continues. This is a communist revolution. Get ready, the invasion. Yeah, I see that. Good morning to Bonnie Boyer. Good morning to Jim, if you're out there with Bonnie. Shalom to you. Carol Carey says God is going to bring sin to an apex, and Jesus is coming back to cleanse the evil in this world. All 50 states are rioting, as was when we had a revolution to bring away from England. Well said, Carol. Appreciate that comment. She went on to say the powers that be want to bring this country down and bring chaos and bring in the new world order. It's coming as was predicted in God's word. You're right on. And God's allowing the weapons of his indignation to deal with the sins of a nation that went to sleep and a church that didn't do anything when evil things were happening. David Ellison, good morning to you, David. God bless you. Kevin says, our leaders don't have anything invested in our country, only in their pocketbooks. There are some who served in the military, but they are not in power. You're right on, Kevin. Sandra Matlow says, amen. You're okay. Thank you, Sandra. Appreciate your thumbs up to the ministry. Sonia saying, I'm in a car and sadly losing the signal. May have to listen later. Okay. Well, God bless you. Hope you tune in, Sonia. Kevin goes on to say, he gives all liberty to choose. He will lead if you search for him. I agree. Our liberty is found in Jesus Christ. Marissa is calling in today saying the other night, one of the people on Fox News said, you're watching the next wave. It's here. We all need to be awake right now. You're absolutely right, Marissa. Carol went on to say, we are living in the last days of the last days. Ah, the Pope wants to re-educate the youth of the world, replace all the world religions with humanism. It's coming. Well, praise God. We know it is. And why do I praise God? Because we know. Hallelujah. A lot of the world doesn't know what's going on. Keith is weighing in. He says, amen, Carol. It's exciting if we cast out fear. Jesus saved the best wine for last. Oh, Keith, you know, we're called New Wine Ministries, man. And we believe that prophetic word in John chapter 2, when Jesus went to a wedding in Cana of Galilee, he turned the best. He saved the best for last. I believe you're absolutely right. Shane Lewis says, truth. Notice the calls that you can't claim domestic actors as terrorists. Right on. And again, Carol says, the only place we can go and get the good news is in the Holy Scriptures. Our hope is in Jesus, our soon coming Savior and King. Totally agree. And then Shan says, if what I've heard is true, that Bible has had a God-inspired journey. You bet it has. Hallelujah. Sonia back on the air says, yes, he's okay. This is good. This is good. Carol says, folks, the Vatican will hold the Global Education Pact on October 15th, 2020. It's coming. Sonia says, Kim Clements, I believe, also prophesied all this. Well, I've met Kim Clement. I've been in the House of the Prophet in Los Angeles, California, many years ago. I knew it was time for Vinny Pots and Pans. He says, good morning, Vincenzo and Saints. I believe the next step in the Antifa playbook will be destroying cities, electrical company locations. Vinny, I believe you're right on with that one. Sonia says the Pope has been busy indeed. Interestingly, he was praising the Jewish Sabbath the other day, saying all people should honor Shabbat. I don't trust him, says Sonia. I don't blame you. Misty says, morning and praises to King Jesus. Shan is my daughter. Well, good morning, Shan. I wonder if you're in Alaska as well. What a beautiful place. You know, I had a dream, not a dream, an idea. I had an idea many years ago. I knew too many people that were addicted to heroin and drugs. My idea was to go to Alaska, build a cabin 300 miles from anything in any direction, bring these people that were addicted to drugs, alcohol, whatever it was, put them in that cabin, all the resources they need. They can't go anywhere for 300 miles. They'd be eaten by bears. I show up, or a team shows up a month later, 2 months later. They either lived or died, because you know what? If you're living as a drug addict, if you're dying in heroin, you know what? That's not the life God called for you. So I always thought Alaska, the middle of nowhere, a beautiful cabin for people to go, start writing, getting themselves worked out, good food. Never happened. But what an opportunity. I'd like to be there right now. So Sandra Matlow saying good morning. Good morning to you. And Misty saying that her daughter is in Seattle. All right, Shan, God bless you in Seattle. If anybody has any questions or comments, you want to join me in a phone conversation, there is a number to call. The number to call is 818-369-0326. 818-369-0326. And remember, you have to press 1 on the dial pad to come into the conversation. We've talked about a number of things, basically just a recap of everything we know for the purpose of us understanding God is in control. God is in control. My grandson was with me last night. We were watching what was going on in Bentonville. He said, Papa Vincent, he said, let's go. I said, all right, let's go. And then, of course, I stopped and I said, listen, the Word of God tells us, do not meddle in a quarrel that is not your own, because it would be like pulling the ears of a dog. He searched it out. He says, wow, look at this. The Bible actually does say, do not meddle in a quarrel that's not yours. And I said, even though it's in our neighborhood, it's not our quarrel at this moment. There's enough police there to deal with that. Let's not get involved and get the juices of this moment flowing through us, lest we become impatient and find ourselves in the wrong place at the wrong time, doing the wrong thing and the wrong people. Now, we don't want to be there. So we chilled out, and it was tough to watch. But again, not one broken window, not one fire, and the police department handled it just fine in Bentonville. We'll see what tomorrow brings. Yes, Washington State, I get that. All right. All right, so here we go. I want to get into the book of Revelation chapter 9 because that's where we left off. But before I do, I've got some calls coming in right now. So let's take this first call. Coming in from area code 605, these are our friends Kathy and Ken from South Dakota. I hear there's some pretty bad stuff planned for that area as well. Good morning, Kathy and Ken. God bless you. Welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Good morning. Yes, what you were bringing out today, it's here. It's already started, this revolution and these waves. But there's also something good that God is going to do, and it came through a prophet by the name of William Branham years ago, and here's what he said. God showed him. He said that there will be such a powerful move of God. It's like the sons of God that are coming forth, really. And he said, we will see in very shortly and in the days ahead, limbs created, eyes are going to be put back in eye sockets, arms stretching out, and preachers, they won't lay their hands on people like they have in the past. They will just speak the word, and blindness will leave. And he said, sometimes there'll be no auditoriums, no church, no arenas. He said they may be even standing in open fields. It's going to happen in America, he said. God is going to bring the ministry of the apostles and prophets to the forefront. They will have the mind of God and the heart of God and the voice of God. And when they speak, their words will become the words of God. When this group emerges, They will speak as the oracles of God. Whatever they say, God will create. It is because it will be His time, His will, and His word, and it won't be about ministers. It will be about Him, who is Jesus Christ. I thought that was good. What do you think?
Hey, Kathy, I think that's outrageous, and I would like to confirm what you're saying, because this is God's intention. This is that moment where in this country where everything is ready to go dark, that God is establishing places, little lighthouses throughout the nation. And seeing in the spirit, those that vision 28 years ago, the first thing I saw in the house, somebody laying on the couch, the golden vial of oil open, the fragrance was there, and they were bringing healing. We are seeing more healings in our ministry right now. I mean, powerful testimonies. A woman that had hepatitis C went to the doctor after prayer, completely healed. Another sister, our dear sister Cindy, had chronic pain in her hips for 4 years. One night in a Bible study got prayed for. She's been healed, and we're going to continue to believe that these healings will continue on. So, yes, I believe that God is going to confirm His word, that in the midst of the darkness, there will be opportunity, but it's all about being strategically in the right place at the right time, doing the right thing with the right people right now. That is our vision. I would rather be with 7 or 8 people that are walking in the Spirit, where God has set a defense around His glory. And He says, upon every house in Israel will be the glory, and God will set a defense around the glory. Well, here we are, and I believe that there will be the glory of God in these houses that are spread out in these dark days that are coming, and that God's glory will be there. He will set a defense, which means no man will be able to take it away. And I believe this is part of His end time plan. So, yes, I completely, totally, 1,000% agree.
Time. Hallelujah.
God bless you, Kathy. We love you. God bless your heart. God bless your family. God bless you. In Jesus' name, in South Dakota. All right, so we're going to be waiting for that call to come in if anybody is out there. Right now, number to call, 818-369-0326. Cindy is saying, yes, my hip is healed. Amen. Hallelujah. Still, this is really good news. That makes us so happy. You know, in our church services, what I like to do, we'll preach the word. It'll be time for healing. I'll just call for the elders to come up to the front. I'll disappear on a piano. I'm trying to learn how to play piano. And I'll just start playing piano as they're laying hands on. And every once in a while, like in our Bible study, we'll anoint people with oil and lay hands on them. But I can envision the time will come when the spoken word of God will do all the work necessary. Folks, this is real. Do you realize what we're talking about right now is the truth? This is not make-believe. This is not spinning anything. This is the truth. God is telling us, if we would hear, if we would put Him to, you know, just kind of, Lord, I'm gonna put this to the test. You know, if we would hear what He's saying, the darkness is coming. You need to be in the right place at the right time. Northwest Arkansas is one of those places. Corrie Ten Boom, a woman that went through the Nazi concentration camps, said this would be a refuge. People responded, and it is. And what happened last night broke my heart to see people standing in Bentonville Public Square. But then when I stepped back and I realized the only smoke I saw was tear gas that the police were telling the people to back off, when they threw one water bottle, they made a decision. This is no longer a peaceful protest. You're going to go to prison. You're going down. And that thing scattered. Not a broken window. And I hope to God it doesn't happen. They're saying we're going to do it tomorrow. And I think I'm going to pray that this region, it's not going to go down. They're not going to break a window. They're not going to get into violence and fires are not going to be started. And if it does happen, I would pray for the quickest, swiftest, righteous judgment of God, because this area has been proclaimed for the glory of God. Northwest Arkansas, we proclaim it for the glory of God. There have been too many witnesses. We're not going to stand by and watch that happen. And I know that we're going to pray for those that are to deal with that issue, to be effective to deal with that issue. So having said that, Carol says, who are the elders? Is it the mature Christians? I have wondered about that for years. Well, the elders in our ecclesia, the elders here, or are you referring to the 24 elders? I don't know. But in our little ecclesia, the elders are those mature men and women who, and husbands and wives, who serve the Lord and have giftings and have a place in the house of God to do the business of the kingdom. And part of that business is laying hands on the sick and doing all that good stuff. You know, every believer could do that. Did you know that? If you believe in Yeshua, you have the power, right, and authority to do that. I think I've got another call coming in here. Let me check. Hello, Kathy. Ken, is that you again? Did you have something else you wanted to share?
Yes, this is Ken.
Good. Hello, Ken.
Good morning. Enjoying your message. It turns out that I have been on this earth for 81 years, and it turns out that I thought that I may or may not live to the day that I see the return of Christ. The way that we are moving today and how fast it is, I think that I may live that long. It's really something, the things that you brought out as far as the abortion, as far as what's been going on with pedophiles. We are a sick nation, and I hate to say this, but the very few churches that were open here during this time leave an awful lot of churches that are sick also, because they are not standing up for righteousness. And now our president ends up, he gets torn down supposedly, and I don't see it as a tear down. I see it as a lie that he ends up, that he's making a scene because he's carrying his Bible. This is sick, and I'm so tired of it.
Yeah, no doubt about it. No doubt about it. It's this is where you have to keep your patience. I think a lot of people are frustrated and angry. You know, this whole thing started with frustration and anger, supposedly, but as one individual said, this goes back years. This has all been waiting, but it's not even that. This is God saying to a nation, I'm going to pull my hands and I'm going to release weapons of indignation, and I'm God. You want to fight against me, you've chosen the wrong battle. And if anybody plays chess well, it's God. He could even beat the Arabs, I think. No, I know. Ken, thank you for calling. I'm sorry at 81 you have to see these things, but the hope is on the other side of this moment. The other side of this moment is what? The return of the Lord. Praise
God. There you go.
Amen.
Praise God for that. Thank you.
So stay the course and don't shoot anybody. God bless you.
Vincent, are you still there?
I'm here, yes.
Vincent. Okay, you don't have to go clear to Alaska. If you come to South Dakota, you'd be 100 miles from nowheres when you get in some of our area here. So with building your cabin, you could reconsider.
Amen. Okay, I'll think about that. And again, that was for people that really needed to get stuck in a place like that so they could dry out. Amen. All right.
Amen.
God bless you, Ken. I appreciate it. God bless your heart. All right, Ken and Kathy, they're dear friends of ours. They come here every year. They've been supporting this ministry since they've been a part of it, and we love them dearly. Sharon is saying, Saints, pray for my husband who is having major hearing loss from an accident. Well, Sharon, we certainly will right now pray in the name of Jesus for a supernatural healing in the ears of your husband, and that God will restore what the locust has eaten there as well, in Jesus' name. And I trust he's a believer. And if he is, the blood of Christ and the power of the name of Jesus has every access into healing his body, in Jesus' name. Let's take a call coming in from area code 614. Have not seen this number before. Good morning, 614. You're on the air. God bless you. Welcome to the broadcast.
Hey, Pastor Vincent. This is Keith. I'm Keith Carey.
Hey, Keith. How are you?
It's been a while since I've called in. I'm out here putting some weed and feed down, and I've been listening to the program. And, you know, I missed where it's the violence is going into smaller towns. that this must have started happening today. And it's here in Columbus, Ohio, and we've imposed a curfew at 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. But, you know, it's just nonsense. I mean, we've got an Ohio theater here that is historic, and I just saw where they destroyed the box office. And across the banner on the theater was a Martin Luther King quote. And I don't know what to say. I'm so glad we're in Revelation, and I'm so glad that we have a Holy Spirit within us that is greater than anything that we're going to. He's going to walk us through whatever we have to walk through. And the biggest thing is for us to cast out fear. Just cast out fear. I'm speaking to myself about this. And, you know, like you said, I think this is a wave. And it's just amazing how things have changed since February 5th. And I'm thankful. President Trump isn't an eloquent speaker, but he's recognizing more of the Word of God. There was a picture of him looking over at a lady doing a prayer, and you could see from the picture he was in amazement what she was praying. And I just don't know. You know, they talk about America's going to be 250 years old in 2026. Nobody talks about it. And we don't know what the 2024 election holds, but we know who holds it. And that's peace. And we have that peace that passes all understanding. I just want to hear from you. God bless you. Psalm 34.
God bless you. And I hear the compassion in your heart, Keith, and I do. I think that if we had not received a word from the Lord to check ourselves and put your armor on and don't let emotion flow out of your belly, don't weep, don't cry. I mean, God told that to people along the way, you know, just don't go there. I think if he didn't, I think we'd all be weeping. I think we'd be gushing out tears for the loss of life, for the brokenness of a nation that once served the purposes of God. If we really see things, you know, Yeshua himself wept over Jerusalem. I mean, he wept over Jerusalem. And the weep that is in us, the pain, the hurt for what we see. But what we're finding is that we continue to move forward. We prepare, and you have to prepare, and you have to remain patient. You cannot have a spirit of fear or offense in your heart. That's why my wife, Patricia, wrote the book Deliverance, the Christian Bill of Rights, to equip the saints of God and to help prepare them for the days that we're now living in. We don't, you know, that's not just a secondary ministry, that deliverance ministry. That is a primary ministry to the body of Christ right now, because a lot of people have been ignoring the truth. They've been allowing their emotions and their and these types of things to give them an idea that everything will be okay, and it's just not that way. But it's not, you know, us proclaiming that. It's God's word saying it's accountability. But in the midst of the storm, God has an ark, and he's called his people, be in the right place at the right time, doing the right thing with the right people. We've heard it again and again and again. And it's just time to wake up to that reality. So, but I hear your compassion. I hear your love. And I'm sure people everywhere are absolutely, if it stopped tonight, let's just say it all ended right now. The third wave fizzled out. The fourth wave fizzled out. There was nothing left. It's all over. Boom, done. Well, how much healing needs to happen in this country between the left and the right? Are we going to see Nancy and Chuck holding up the president's hands? Are we going to see Barack and Bill and Hillary and George Soros holding up the president's hand to bring healing to the nation? Are we going to see Don Lemon and all the people on the Communist News Network, CNN, coming to hold up the hands of the president? Are we going to see Congress the Republican and Democratic Party coming together, the Senate, we're going to see it all merge together. Are we going to bring healing on 9/11, 2001? Everybody stood on the Capitol steps singing Kumbaya. We heard that. And, we're one nation. Yeah, let's come together. We're under attack. Yeah, that lasted a few weeks. There's so, you see, the divide is so deep that the only inevitable conclusion, a house divided cannot stand. And it's getting closer and closer to every hamlet and to every home. And World War III is forming somewhere out there. There was a post from Antifa with their foul language that my brother picked up. There was a post that was Brother Ian. He picked it up that on their message board, it's time to go to the white neighborhoods, to take this out of the city into the neighborhoods. It's coming eerily close. You have to have been making preparations. If you have not made preparations, what you need to do, let me tell you what you need to do. You need to find in your city some intercessors. You need to find some prayer warriors. You know, the time is going to come. It's not going to be safe to go to the grocery store. We've been telling through these airwaves for years. The churches in different locations need to gather together and buy some land and plant their gardens and dig their wells and get some shelter and get themselves into a community mindset. Been telling you for years and years and years. Those that have listened, have done something, they're further ahead. They're further ahead. And I don't know if any of us will ever really understand the weight of this until it really hits. But I do know that God will protect what belongs to him. And our hope is in him. It's not in Donald Trump. It's not in the government. And yet we love Donald Trump and pray for the president. But our hope is not in that man. That man is not stopping what's happening. That man is not my refuge. Okay? Our refuge is in Jesus Christ and him alone. I'm not going to listen to the propaganda. I'm not going to listen to the soothsayers. I'm going to listen to the Holy Spirit that has dictated this conversation and has proven himself to be right from the beginning. If you have not yet found the body of Christ in your region that is willing to condescend from a spirit of pride and come down and say, Lord, we need to do something. That pre-trib rapture thing, that's just not working right now. And you know what? It's not going to work because there isn't one. You need to pray for the presence of God to come into your neighborhood and to get into that house and to begin to worship God. You need to find that. Pastors need to give up their big churches. God just gave a huge, you know what, big pastors of mega churches, I hope you're holding Bible studies in your home. I hope at least you didn't keep your people just on video screens, but that you went to your home, your mansion that you probably have, you know, that massive mansion that you bought with all that money. I hope that you've at least opened up a door, maybe sprayed the seats if you're concerned, and told your people, come on over to my house. Come on over to my house. Let's pray. Let's rebuke. Let's bind up this disease so I can lay hands on you and pray for you. And let's have fellowship and break bread. I wonder how many pastors have done that in the mega churches. Maybe they have, and I would applaud them. I would praise God for that. But I wonder. I wonder. The number to call is, what is the number? 818-369-0326. We need to get rolling here, okay? Today's not the day to open this up for 2 hours. We'll be back tomorrow with Daniel Seckham. I've got to get going, and no reason to stay on, I don't think. I don't think. Yeah, we're going to get rolling. Hey, folks, thank you. Well, let me read a few more texts that are coming in right now. Let's read a few more. I've got some new folks on here that are sharing some stuff. The fires and destruction, says Diane, in Minnesota came from outside of the state. It should be a felony to destroy someone else's property for a purpose other than their own. I agree. I hope the president of the United States releases the military power. And when he does, the nation probably will go into martial law. we'll see what happens there. Sharon says, okay, well, we've got that. So Shan from Seattle saying, sorry, a few minutes behind. In Washington, we have heard these protests or looters are beginning to work and hit Washington along the I-5 corridor as well. They started here in our rural area last night. So they're going to the rural parts of the cities. Vinny Pots and Pans says the police on the horses are a true representation of the good of God versus evil doers. Carol says there needs to be a spiritual revival for repentance. It must happen before God shows his mercy and grace. Yeah, would to God. I think that day has passed, but time will tell because God is sovereign. I'll never say yay or nay to that. We need to humble ourselves, no doubt. The mark of the beast is coming soon. No doubt about that. Carol says, no buying or selling except those who have the mark. Can you believe it's coming? Are you being taught these things? I hope so. Kevin says, I pray that God places angels all around believers' homes for protection from Satan and his evil army. Thank you for those prayers, Kevin. Ian Rude says, I'm not a devout Q follower, but I pay attention to the info. Q posted today, prepare for darkness. Accelerated countermeasures being deployed. Found it fitting given your message today. Thank you for sharing that, Ian. Misty goes on to say, I've been saying that for years. Christians need to gather physically. Body of Christ can only work together. I agree. It was always that way. Ian says, executive order signed by POTUS transferred the control of the power grid to the Gov. Wow. What's going on? Kevin Marshall or Kevin Hauger says martial law if it happens. And I believe martial law is coming. Thank you. You're welcome, Cindy. God bless you. Thank you, Pastor Misty. God bless you. Hey, folks, have a great day. I know you've got a lot to look at. There's a lot of information out there. Tomorrow we'll have Daniel Second with us. We'll trust it. This second day of June, 2020, that you're going to be covered under the blood. Psalm 91, fearlessness, boldness with confidence and patient. Be patient. Don't get involved in the juice of that demonic spirit. Stay in the Holy Spirit. Stay back and stay low. Stay back and stay low. Continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. Live an abundant life in Jesus Christ. Rejoice every day in your salvation. Rejoice in the God of all creation, the King of nations, the King of the universe, Yeshua HaMashiach, our Lord and Savior. We love him. Walk in the baptism of the Holy Spirit. For those of you that support your ministry, wherever you are, and you gave your Shavuot offering, may God bless the next 4 months of your life. I think that's imperative to know that there's a kingdom reality going on right now, as well as what's going on in the world. We're in it. We're not of it. We are of the supernatural. We belong in the Spirit. We labor in the Lord, and 1,000 will fall at our side and 10,000 at our right hand, but it shall not come nigh our dwelling if we're honoring the Lord. And if you have honored the Lord in your offerings, your tithes, your giving, may God bless you with your needs and resources necessary for your life. I want to thank everybody for supporting this ministry. And I really do say thank you. Patricia and I, from our hearts, say thank you. It appears that this ministry is beginning to just become something that's so dear to our heart. For the people that we're meeting out there, God bless you. Thank you so much. We'll see you tomorrow. Can't go yet. Hold on a second. Can't go yet. There's a few more things out here. We got goodbye, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow. Shalom and God bless. Right now on Omega Radio, there's a roundtable discussion with Pastor Patricia Joy Xavier. You don't want to miss that. Shalom and God bless.